Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Skyrim with my mom. This is Tom or Robots, and before we get into things, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a housekeeping update. You might be wondering, hey, why are there two of these bonus episodes, but no actual regular episode between them this week? Well, I came down with a pretty serious cold this last week, and haven't been able to do a regular episode. Lotus and I had to postpone the regular episode this last week, and I'm on the mend. I was able to knock out this episode last night with my mom playing some Skyrim, but haven't been able to knock out a regular episode yet. And we are on the verge of getting the big update from Elder Scrolls Online tomorrow as I edit this together, and we're going to have a big patron episode. So patrons, that is tomorrow night, so Thursday night. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, if you're listening to this on Thursday, it is the end of the day, so be ready to get together. I have a feeling we'll be discussing the big reveal, so let's get together and talk about that. So that's going to be the next regular episode, and I will see you guys on the, you know, regular time, 9 p.m. Eastern, Thursday night, live on all the Robots Radio channels. So that's why I missed an episode. I apologize for that. I've been trying to catch up on some things, but haven't been able to get a regular episode out this last week. So I apologize. But I hope you guys enjoy another episode of Skyrim with my mom in the meantime. So there you go. And without further ado, I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, here we are, back in the game.
We know this place.
We know this place. All right, so let's do our little welcome to everybody. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome, everybody.
This is Skyrim with my mom. Mama Robots is back.
Hello.
How you doing? How you doing, Mama Robots?
I'm good, Robot Man.
Robot Man. Mini bots. Yeah, he's the mini bots. My son just said goodnight to everybody and he just left. Terry Brown, welcome. How's it going? So yeah, we're back. We're continuing with our adventure. Mama Robots, last time we left off, we were talking with this family in here who said that they lost their son. There's Janessa. She's with us still. Remember, she's our helper.
Janessa.
Yeah.
We're getting Thor.
And the Greymane family lost this guy's brother, the lady's son. And here, we'll walk back outside. And we found out that he might be held captive in a fortress all the way across the continent on the other side of the place. So we can go off on an adventure. Yes, we need to make sure we need the boots. We can go off on an adventure, or we can check back with what's going on with the dragon.
We gotta help with the dragon.
Okay, so here, let's go back to Dragon Rising. That's this quest. Talk to Jarl Balgruuf. How'd you like to have a name like Balgruuf?
No, thank you. And didn't we already talk to him?
We did talk with him before, but you know how conversations work. Sometimes you have more things to say to somebody, so you have to go talk to them again.
Yes, I didn't know it was the same person, because I didn't remember the last name.
yes, he's
is
the same.
Jarl his name, or what he
Jarl.
Is?
Jarl. He is a Jarl. So his name isn't Jarl. Jarl. Yeah, that would be like if you were the king of something and your name was King. So no, his name isn't Jarl. He is a Jarl.
All right.
And so we're heading back in here, and looks like he's upstairs. So yeah, last time we were in here,
Jarl to a community, huh?
Yeah. So he's like, think of him as like the Duke. He's like the head of this region.
Okay.
And it's his job to like.
There's no time to stand on ceremony.
Take care of this place.
I
need your help again. I want you to go with Irileth and help her fight this dragon. You survived Helgen, so you have more experience with dragons than anyone else here. But I haven't forgotten the service you did for me in retrieving the Dragonstone for Faradar. As a token of my esteem, I have instructed Avenichi that you are now permitted to purchase property in the city. And please, accept this gift from my personal armory.
I should come along.
All right.
Very much like to see.
What's so, the gift we got? The land?
Here, let me raise the volume a little bit so you can hear stuff better. So he gave us the ability to purchase land in the city. So not everybody has the ability to do that, which means that like we're considered locals now, sort of. Like
we're not special.
We're not foreigners anymore. And he gave us this it looks like a shield. Iron Tower Shield of Resist Magic. He gave us a very fancy
Wonderful.
Magical shield.
Wasn't that a nice
as
gift?
A reward.
Send him a thank you note.
Yeah, so yeah, that's nice. it's pretty good. We haven't had a shield before. We don't have one on us currently, I guess. So we'll put that in our favorites. So that's nice. Alright, so we need to talk with Irelith.
I'll see you at the watchtower as soon as the rest of the men have gathered.
Alright, so we have to go with her to the watchtower.
One last thing, Irelith.
Oh.
This isn't a death or glory mission. I need to know what we're dealing with.
Don't worry, my lord. I'm the very soul of caution.
I envy you the chance to see this dragon up close.
All right, so we missed a little bit of the dialogue. So there's a dragon they saw a dragon near a watchtower out a little bit from the city. And so she's gathering up a bunch of soldiers, and he told us to go with them and to meet them at the watchtower.
So we kind of have our cabana boys now.
So, yeah, so sure.
We have a group.
We have a group. All right, so here's Irelith. She's heading out. Oh, no, that's Janessa. Irelith should be heading over. Where is she? There she is. So she's heading over. We're just going to head over there, too, and eventually we'll all meet up. So that we know where to go. Anything you want to do on our way over?
Well, how much time do we have?
Now,
right?
They told us to go now, but everyone's going to wait for us, so...
Well, no, we won't keep them waiting. We'll go directly.
Okay, you know, video game logic and all that. They'll just wait till we get there. All right, so here we go. Bye, everybody. Bye, everybody.
Oh, what pretty flowers, too.
Yes.
Very pretty place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a foggy day today.
Oh, I hope it's going to clear for us. Well, how far are we going anyway? Do we know yet?
Well, here, let's look on the map. So we're here.
Hey.
And we need to go over here.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Easy.
It's a jaunt.
Do you get this?
A skip and a jaunt. What would you call it? What's a short journey? What's a fun word for
a jaunt?
A jaunt?
Yeah.
So when someone says a jaunty little lass, like that's a phrase, right? Does that mean a girl who travels?
I don't know.
Don't know either.
Oh my goodness.
All right, we jumped over the wall. That was the fast way down. A trip to grandmother's house. Yes, there we go. We're getting some good suggestions from chat here.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Looks like a factory, that thing did.
What, back here?
Yeah, well, that thing.
That's the city.
That's the whole city.
Yeah, those are the city walls. That's the...
All right.
Yeah, that's...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody. Okay, see, there's a tower over here. See that tower up ahead?
Yeah.
That's the watchtower where it seems... Oh, no, oh, now that we got closer, it looks like it's on fire.
Well, maybe that's the... Well, I don't know.
You think maybe a dragon burned it? What do you think?
Dragon, like the same kind of dragon that the guy that was all bony was?
I mean, that was a dragon. So...
Their dragons need to be cuter.
They need to be, like, cute dragons?
Their dragons need to look a little more, like, not skin and bones.
I don't know if they really... I mean... Do you think the dragons worry about what they look like to the people?
Well, no, but I also don't think they can do anything about it.
No? You don't think they can, like, you know, I don't know, dress up themselves a little bit, put on a little bit of...
No, they don't have mirrors. They don't know what they look like.
Makeup. Yeah. No, that's not a thing they're worried about. All right, look, here comes your cabana boys.
Where? Oh, look at that.
Look, here they are.
Goodness.
What do you think about these strapping lads?
Young strapping lads.
Look at that. They got some good armor on them.
They look like they're ready to help us.
No signs of any dragon
help
right
them,
now.
Really, but they look able.
Sure looks like he's been here.
All right.
I know it looks bad, but we've got to figure out what happened. And if that dragon is still skulking around somewhere.
She needs a helmet.
Spread out and look for survivors.
She does need a helmet.
But she does.
She does have such nice hair, though.
Well, she's going to have a helmet head, but that's okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, she should learn from us, right?
That's right.
Well, we don't have helmet head anymore. We just have, like... Hood head? Is that a thing? Is hood head a thing?
We can make it a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
She does have some magnificent hair, though.
Yes, she does.
I mean, that is some glorious hair.
Yes, indeed.
All right, it says we need to go up in here in the...
Oh, we've been here before.
No, we haven't been here before.
It looks an awful like that first.
Well, somewhere. They build all the towers. They're similar. Oh, he says they build them all very similarly, right? Like they
only have so much they can use.
They go, oh, this is how you build a tower, and then they just build them all kind of the same.
Let's save us. Here he comes.
All right. Uh-oh, he said he's coming back. So the dragon's coming back.
He's on his way?
Yeah, the guy said he's around here still somewhere.
Hey, we're by the big bull.
You hear it? Yeah, we're by the big bull. You hear the dragon sounds? Uh-oh. Oh, there he is.
Oh, jeez. There he is. Hey, this guy's cuter, though.
Yeah, he's not the same one. He's a different one.
See? He looks like he's got meat on his bones.
Yeah, this one has more meat on his bones. You think this one eats better than the other one? This one's name is Mulminer. Mulminer.
Oh, jeez. Okay, get him close enough. Get close enough, then we'll hit him with my fireballs.
All right, we're hitting. We're trying. All right. Oh, he landed on top of the building. We do have the shield. Here, we'll burn his butt. There you go.
There we go.
Toast your butt. Oh, he's still flying. He didn't like that. Yeah, our cabana boys are shooting him with arrows. Oh, his face is all bloody. Someone got him real good.
Oh,
there you go. Burn him. Oh, he doesn't like it when you burn his butt.
No.
That's a weak spot.
Probably just is like a slap. And he gets
all right, we're getting him. We're getting him real good. All right. Almost. He's almost dead.
Barbecue.
We got him.
No.
Yeah.
We got him, Thomas. Yay.
We did it. We can search his body. He's got a bunch
of. What would he have?
He's got a bunch of gold.
What would he do that with? He doesn't even have pockets to hold it.
Maybe he ate somebody and there's gold inside of his body.
Oh.
I mean, look, he's got Whiterun guards armor and a helmet also. Like, it looks like he swallowed somebody.
Oh, jeez.
And boots.
I'm open.
Well, he looks like he's dissolving, because here, I'm just going to grab this.
Oh, so are these things going to be left?
Yeah, so here.
A pile of rubble?
Look what's happened to him. What is that? Wait.
He's not coming back, is he?
Why did that happen? Nothing else does that when we kill it.
You know what? Now he looks like that other dragon.
Well, this one just looks like bones. The other one had, like, scales.
Oh.
Good at Game says it's a marsupial pouch. He's got a pouch that keeps everything in. So use your shouts section of the magic menu to equip your unrelenting force shout.
See, I was wondering if they come back to life and look like that.
But look, you can see through them. We couldn't see through the other one.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's just a skeleton.
Now he's going to be in a museum somewhere.
Yeah, and they're going to put his bones up in a museum.
Yeah, like the dinosaurs.
You're Dragonborn.
Wait, this guy just called us Dragonborn. Dragonborn, what do you mean?
In the very
oldest what do
days,
you mean? Let's
back
ask.
From when there were still dragons in Skyrim, the Dragonborn would slay dragons and steal their power. That's what you did, isn't it? Absorb the dragon's power.
Did we absorb the dragon's power?
You can say, I don't know what happened to me, or you can say, I think you may be right.
Well, wait a minute. Am I saying I don't know what happened to me because I feel different?
Well, if the thing died, its body burned up, and then a bunch of whooshing stuff came at us. Kind of like when, remember when we were in Bleak Falls Barrow and we saw the words on the wall?
Yeah.
And the stuff whooshed at us? Remember that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
So we absorbed something.
It looked like something happened, yeah. So, and then...
Well, then let's say I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me.
There's only one way to find out. Try to shout. That would prove it.
Try to
According
shout?
To the old legends, only the Dragonborn can shout without training, the way the dragons do.
Oh, great. Now I have a dragon voice.
So, the dragons can use magic, like only a special kind of magic called shouts. It's basically the way they talk, but only dragons and people who are dragonborn can use this ability. It's the same reason why, remember when we were in that cart and the guy had his mouth covered?
Yeah.
That guy could use shouts too.
Oh.
That's why they didn't want to let him use his voice. So.
You mean that's the only voice you end up with?
No, it's just something we're able to do.
Use it.
Yeah. It's something we're able to do. It's like having a special ability that nobody else has, right? So.
That's right. My grandfather used to tell stories about the Dragonborn. Those born with the dragon blood in them. Like old Tiber Septim himself.
I've never heard of Tiber Septim killing.
There weren't any dragons then, idiot. They're just coming back now for the first time in forever. But the old tales tell of the dragon.
So your Cabana boys are all
steal the power.
Debating what's going on. Because they're like, dragons haven't been around, but maybe they're like this guy and all this stuff. Alright, so he's like, okay, try and do a shout. Alright, so we're going to try and do a shout.
And who's doing the shout?
We are.
Okay, so they're not talking to our lady friends that are with us.
No, they think it's us.
It's us.
And they're saying, you try and do a dragon shout. See if it works.
Might as well try.
Alright, here we go.
You wouldn't understand, House Khan. You ain't at all.
I've been all across Tamriel.
They're arguing with her.
I've seen plenty of things just as outlandish as this. I'd advise you all to trust in the strength of your sword arm over tales and legends.
That was shouting. What you just did must be.
Thanks, Lemony.
We are Dragonborn then.
So, yeah, we did it. We did a shout. We can do another one.
That's the shout?
Yeah.
Like gunfire.
So that shout is like, it's like a push ability, and it's like just the first level of it.
Did fire come out because the dragon's smoking again?
The ground is that's the ground burning.
All right.
That's not the dragon. So it looks like we might be dragonborn. We can do shouts.
On our side.
I'm glad you're on our side. Yeah. So we have some, for some reason we're special. And we didn't know it.
Oh, we knew it.
We knew it. All right. So now we got to head back to the Arl, it seems. We're running back here and tell him what happened with the dragon.
Got him. Yeah. They'll be very happy.
They'll be very happy that we took care of this dragon.
More
so
special.
So wait a minute. So now we know there's not just that one dragon. There's more than one dragon that's around. Where did all of these dragons come from?
Well, they didn't fly south for the winter.
What is that?
Not another one already. Up there. What's up there?
It was like a voice. There's big mountains. But it was like a voice. That wasn't like a dragon sound. That was like a person's voice. What's that all about? Yeah, there's no dragon around. Mysteries.
I don't know. We're back in town, though.
Yep, we gotta head back to the Jarl.
To the Jarl.
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 Chicken.
Okay.
Hi, chicken. Hi, chicken. All we ask. Hi, goat. What do you think about this guy's head?
Yes.
The Argonian.
Ew.
Ew? Yes. You don't like the smell of spikies?
No, come on.
No?
Mr. Spikehead with the funny looking face.
He's a lizard guy.
I know. I'm not that into lizards.
All right.
A cat head would have been better.
Well, there's cat people.
I know. You should have picked the cat over the lizard.
All right, here we go. We're going back in. Let's see. Where are you? Where are you, Jarl? Here, he's over here. He's sitting on a throne again.
You're finally here. Because it still has his complexion.
Yes, he's still got his skin problem.
What else could it mean?
He heard the summons.
The Greybeards.
What else could it mean? The Greybeards.
We were just talking about you. My brother needs a word with you.
Oh.
So what happened at the Watchtower? Was the dragon there?
Yes.
We say the Watchtower was destroyed, but we killed the dragon. Turns out it may be I may be something called Dragonborn, or I killed the dragon. I think I deserve a reward.
Oh no, go back to the first one. What did that say? The Watchtower was destroyed, but we killed. Well, yeah.
Okay.
I knew I could count on Irileth.
See that? He knew.
More to it than that.
Turns out I may be called something called Dragonborn, or when the dragon die, I absorb some kind of power from it.
Well, either one says the same thing. If I'm something like the Dragonborn, then I have the power. So just say I'm a Dragonborn.
Dragonborn? What do you know about the Dragonborn?
When the dragon died, I absorbed some kind of power from it. Or, that's just what the men called me.
Well, we'll say that's what the men called me.
Not just the men. The Greybeards seem to think the same thing.
We're the Greybeards.
The Greybeards? Or what do these Greybeards want with me?
Do they want? I don't know that they want me. The Greybeards. Who? The Greybeards?
The Greybeards? Okay.
Yeah.
Masters of the Way of the Voice. They live in seclusion, high on the slopes of the Throat of the World.
Of the Throat of the World. All right. What are... They don't... They're not saying they want us for any reason, so why am I asking that?
Because he alluded to it. What do these Greybeards want with me?
The Dragonborn is said to be uniquely gifted in the voice. The ability to focus your vital essence into a thoom or shout.
If
you are Dragonborn, they can teach you how to use your gift.
I gotta go to school.
Sound as you return to Whiterun.
Everybody's like talking at us at the same time. Okay, hold on, everybody. Hold on. All right, we still gotta talk to this guy.
He's done a great service for me and my city, Dragonborn. By my right is Jarl. I name you Thane of Whiterun.
Ooh, we got a title.
It's the greatest honor that's within my power to grant. I assign you Lydia as a personal housecarl. And this weapon from my armory to serve as your badge of office.
Ooh.
I'll also notify my guards of your new title. Wouldn't want them to think you're part of the common rabble, now would we?
No, I don't want to be part of the carb.
Have you as common rabble. Common rabble. Dragonborn.
Ronda, calm yourself. But you must what does still any of this Nord nonsense have to do with our household. Friend here?
All right, so we are now, we have the title of Thane, which is like a respected title. So people, as we go around, people are going to like recognize us as somebody important in this city. And
point at us and talk.
They're going to be like, oh, you're the Thane. Oh, nice to meet you. And then we also...
The Jarl has appointed me to be your housecarl. It's an honor to serve you.
We also get to meet Lydia. Lydia's our housecarl. She's our appointed servant, kind of like a cabana boy.
And so where's our house? We live here now?
We haven't purchased a house yet. We can purchase a house if we save enough money.
She's with us.
But she would come with us and she but
only
she
to our house.
No. She's housecarl is like a title. So we could leave her at our house and she would like watch over the home, but she can also come with us like a companion. So if we wanted to leave Janessa here, we could take Lydia with us instead. We can choose to take one or not.
Why?
Right?
Why do we want one over another?
We might like one better than the other. We might think one's a better fighter. We might, you know, whatever.
We don't know.
We might like one's personality better.
Well, all right.
We can ask her. We can say, "I'm a Thane. What does that mean?" We can say, "What does a housecarl do?"
I think we need to ask what a housecarl will do.
Okay.
Like, maybe she'll tell us her capabilities.
Sworn to your service. I'll guard you and all you own with my life.
Well, so will Janessa.
But we paid her to do it. She's like sworn to it.
Oh, so we're going to fire her?
Well, we could let her go if we wanted.
She can man the house we buy, as you say.
Right. Or we could just come back and let Lydia do her thing and then meet up with her later. Like,
well, where's our next mission?
Well,
no, right, if we then need Lydia.
All right. Well, we have Janessa, so we always come back and get Lydia later if we want.
All right.
Our next mission is, let's see. Way of the Voice. Speak to the Greybeards. So that is chosen. And here, let's go outside. So we still have Janessa with us. She seems pretty good so far. And we already paid for her, so maybe we'll just keep her for now.
Yep.
Because we can always go back
and get Lydia. Will wait for us.
Yeah, we can always go back and get Lydia. So, Way of the Voice. It should be up here in this mountain. But okay. I don't see a marker for it. But yeah, they're up in High Hrothgar. They're up here. So technically, okay. I think that's where we're supposed to
go. And where are we? How far was that?
We're down here in the city. So we need to find our way up the mountain.
Okay. Not too far.
Not too far. They say it's 7,000 steps up the mountain.
Oh.
Do you think you could climb 7,000 steps?
We could do it.
That's it. That's the mountain up there.
We're not worried about it.
Okay. How long would it take you to climb 7,000 steps?
I have no clue. I don't even know how tall it is.
All right. If a step is... How tall is a step? 8 inches? How tall a step is?
You there.
Uh-oh.
We're looking for someone in Whiterun. We will pay good money for information.
Who are you looking for? You want to talk to these guys, or you want to just move on?
Let's ask who they're looking for.
All right, who are you looking for?
A woman, a foreigner in these lands. Redguard, like us. She is likely
Redguard.
Not using her true name.
Mm-hmm.
We will pay for any information regarding her location.
Well,
we are
don't
not
know
welcome
her.
Here in Whiterun. So we will be in Rorikstead if you learn anything.
Okay, so these guys are Redguard. They're from the West. They're not Nords. They've come from somewhere else, and they're looking for a woman who... We don't know why. We can ask more about it.
We don't know. Let's go on our way.
All right.
Good
luck. Bye.
See ya.
A villain in chat says, I climbed 900 steps to a lighthouse once. It nearly killed me.
Oh, 900. And we were going how many?
7,000.
We have to take our time. We just have to pace ourselves.
All right, we'll pace ourselves. So it says go up here.
And I need the walking stick.
All right, where did our... Didn't we have a horse?
Well, we had a horse. We don't have it anymore.
Then we stole... We died, though. That was a tragic...
Yeah.
That was part of our tragic journey.
Very, very sad day.
Very sad day. All right. So, we're going to have to find our way up this mountain.
Good grief.
Yeah, good grief, huh? Oh, it's getting dark out, too.
What's that house?
It's just a house up here. You want to see who's here?
Yeah. Maybe we need to rest for the night. You think they'll put us and our cabana boys up?
Well,
to the
our
night?
Cabana boys stayed at the. They didn't come with us anymore.
We're alone going up to this mountain.
Yeah. What? Well, Janessa's with us somewhere. Well,
what are we getting at the mountain?
We have to talk to the Greybeards. The cabana boys just went to go hunt the dragon.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This is Hunting Brew Meadery.
Can I help you?
What? Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Welcome. I'm the owner and proprietor of Hunting Brew Meadery.
You need something to do, or you just enjoy slowing down the hardworking folk?
Well, doesn't he?
All right. You want to talk to these guys?
Buy something. Go find Sabjorn. Otherwise, piss off.
Oh, he's friendly.
I don't want to talk to him. He's not nice.
Okay.
We don't need to talk to him. We wanted to know if this was an inn.
Well, it doesn't look like an inn. Looks like
a... It doesn't, so we don't need to talk to
him. It's like a brewery and a...
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, what's this guy? Who's this guy?
If you need to sample some of the finest mead in Skyrim, you're in the right place.
Oh. Lots of mead here.
Are you thirsty?
Are you thirsty?
Nah.
All right.
We'll go.
All right, we're going. Heading back out.
It's raining.
It's a rainy night.
Oh,
it's dark out. What? There's a horse flying in the air.
Oh, come on.
That's a glitch. That is not supposed to happen. So sometimes the game glitches. So this game has so many things that happen that are kind of just like the world. Yeah, there's so many things that are just kind of animating and happening in the world that
they intertwine.
Sometimes horses fly through the air unexpectedly. And that's just kind of what happens. All right. Well, let's look on the map. What seems to be the best way up into this place? What do you think?
Well, my goodness, it's just all rocks. There's no...
Yeah. Well, like, if you look at High Hrothgar here, it looks like there's kind of a path that winds around the mountain. See that?
Right, I do see that.
Okay, so where do you think we need to go?
We're on the other side of that, though. We have to, like, cut into that.
Do you think we should go, like, this way around? Do you think we should go this way around? Like, which way do you think we should go? Oh, it actually says to go to Iverstead. It says actually go over here.
Well, then we have to go that way.
So should we go this way around?
No. Where are we? We're at the bottom of the street.
We're right here.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Which way should we go around the mountain?
Me coming around the mountain. We're going to go right across. What do you think?
Right over the mountain?
Well, the whole thing is over. You got it.
Well, I mean, you can go around. That's what I'm saying. It's like over the mountain's a lot harder to do than going around a mountain. I don't know if you've ever climbed a mountain before, but walking around it is a lot easier.
It just looked like the shortest point, but you know.
I mean. Right.
We'll go around the mountain.
All right, so we're this way?
Either you go up and around or back down.
Or this way.
It's looking like it's lower terrain going down and around.
So like this way or this way?
Back.
This way, back over by Riverwood?
Yeah.
Okay, and then by
Helgen? Because that's lower land than the other.
I think it actually goes higher. See how this goes up around here? Can you tell that?
All right.
You see that? Like, this is actually...
The other way.
This is actually
I don't
lower.
Know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's probably... It's probably easier to go this way. Why don't we go this way?
We'll go the flatter way we can.
We'll follow this path. We'll see how this goes.
Follow the cobblestone road.
Yeah, it's a stormy night. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, what's that? Skeever. Yeah, he's Skeever.
What is it?
It was a big old rat guy. Oh, look. Bones.
Oh, look.
What do you think those bones belong to?
It's a big animal. Left over from who knows what.
Well, who knows what? Who are these people?
Who knows what?
Mm-hmm. Who are these guys?
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Does not extend to Daedra worship.
Okay. So, do you know what the Daedra are? Have you heard that word yet?
No.
Okay, Daedra are kind of like... So their Daedric princes are kind of like god-like powerful beings that like to interfere in the world of mortals. Kind of like devils, but not necessarily evil. Just other, if that makes sense. Sometimes they're evil. A lot of times they can be evil, but sometimes
they're
just...
They like to see people sweat.
Yeah, sometimes... some of them are more just malicious, and some of them are... Sometimes they're actually very helpful. It just depends if their wants line up with ours. And there's like a dozen Daedric princes, and the Daedra themselves can also be other beings from these other realms. So think of Daedra as like creatures from this other world. Kind of like demons, but not necessarily evil. They're typically just amoral.
Gotcha. Now,
but sometimes they help people. So sometimes people pray to them because they might actually find them helpful. But these guys, the Vigilant of Stendar, worship
wherever the Daedra high.
One of the... Remember when somebody said by the Nine? the nine, those are the nine Aedra. They're considered like the good gods. And Stendar is one of the good gods. And these guys worship Stendar and are very against the Daedra, right? So these guys are like a holy order.
All right. Maybe they're nicer.
So they're like a holy order of knights against
Daedra. Wherever the Daedra hide, the vigil of Stendar cast them into
the So we can talk to them or we keep wandering on.
Well, that's just it. Are they blocking our...
Yeah, they're just here doing their thing.
Okay, just keep going.
Yeah, they're just letting us know who they are. Just making sure, like, hey, if you're worshiping Daedra, we got a problem with you. That's all they're doing.
Oh, all right.
All right, looks like wolves.
Looks like I'm ready. Yeah, thank you.
Take that. Whoa, he did a little front flip and landed. Oh, on his head. Look, he's standing on his head.
Okay.
Oh, there he goes. Okay, he fell down.
Gosh. Acrobatic.
Acrobatic wolf.
Yeah. All right. What's next coming at us?
I don't know. It's dangerous out here.
Yeah.
Are you being spooky? Oh, there's more wolves.
I am. Uh-oh.
Get it. Take that, wolf. No, don't hit her friend. You paid a lot of money for her.
That Lydia? No, that's Janessa.
That's Janessa, yeah.
Janessa. Was she all right?
Yeah, she's fine. She's good. She can hold her own.
Oh, good. I don't have any band-aids with me.
What is that? You see that?
Oh, I can't tell what it is. It's dark. Has antlers.
It's a big old moose? Is that a moose?
It looks like a moose.
Hi, Moose. He's running off.
Hi, Moose.
Hi, Moose. There's another moose. Hey, Moose buddies.
Bullwinkle.
Bullwinkle. We found Bullwinkle. Bullwinkle, you got any buddies out here?
At least they didn't want to hurt us.
Yeah, Bullwinkle's friendly. All right. Looks like
progress.
We're still going this way. Yep.
Look at that.
Look at that. Imagine how that works.
Go around this way.
We'll try.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going up into the hills.
Into the tundra.
Uh-huh.
Steps.
We're going up some steps. Oh, there's a giant camp up here. Have you seen the giants up close?
The giant?
Like he's big. Uh-oh, sorry.
No.
Bye. We're leaving.
He doesn't come after us.
We're leaving. Bye. Bye, giant. Geez. Oh,
just
no.
Just behind us. We're tiptoeing by.
We're just walking. Oh, man. This is a rocky.
We got to whistle while we go by.
This is a rocky way to go. I did not pick the safest route. There's a wolf on us.
We could get him.
All right. Well, I saved before I started climbing this route, so.
Yeah.
It is really dark out here.
Steve, again, where's the torch we need?
Where's our torch? Where's our magic spell with our light? Let's see. Where are you? No. I thought I had a spell for light. Didn't I have a light spell?
Well, we had... No, I don't know.
I don't think I do. I thought I did.
We had that lightning bolt, but that was it.
Yeah, that was it. I thought I had a light... Light... Yeah, it is really dark. Holy buckets, there Lemony. We're climbing some mountains. Real good here.
See, my muscles are burning.
Yeah, this is a workout, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jaxus. Jaxus says, hello, robots, mommy.
Hi! Thanks for being a part of this.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Heading down the mountain. There we go. Ooh, Hilgrin's tomb discovered.
Jeez.
What is it? A tomb? Who's this guy?
Oh, man. Oh.
Oh,
jeez.
There's a necromancer around here.
He's just a friendly guy. He says there's a necromancer around here, so be careful.
He's in the tomb.
What's that?
Gods,
a necromancer?
My dead relatives.
Yeah.
Can you help me? He's in here in the tomb guarding some of my dead relatives. Okay, a necromancer is a wizard that uses death magic, who does things like reanimates the dead. Summons skeletons and zombies and things.
Oh boy!
Yeah, they're pretty nasty.
He could get the dragon back.
Yeah, you could maybe, a powerful enough necromancer could reanimate a dragon or a dragon's bones. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to talk to him. We just want to walk by.
All right. So we can say, I don't have time right now. Yeah. Sorry, bud. Can't help you right now.
Fine. But I've locked the door. So don't think you're getting in there without me.
All right. Maybe we'll come back and help you later. See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How do we get out of this area? There we go. Oh, it's so dark out. Maybe we should wait and let they come back.
Well, let's set up camp.
Okay, so it's 12:30 at night. So what do you think? We waited like 7 hours?
Well, when's daybreak? 5 a.m.?
Probably around 6.
All right.
We can go 6 hours and see what how bright it is.
Okay.
All right, let's give it a little wait here. There you go.
Oh, that went quick.
Yeah.
Refreshed.
Yeah, nice and refreshed. You can actually see some stuff. You can tell where we're going, so we don't fall off the mountain. We don't bleak falls off the barrow.
Look at the moss. The moss is pretty.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this game's 10 years old, and one of the things I did was I downloaded all these updates. What is that?
What are we hearing?
I don't know. Whoa, what is... Oh, it's a big old Welwa.
A what?
A Welwa. A big old hairy monster guy. He has a hide.
Creature?
Yeah, he's kind of a big grumpy guy. Oh, look, there's a tree branch that crosses this ravine.
Oh,
over a waterfall.
Walk over it.
All right, you think we can make it? Hey, there's a guy standing there in the middle. Wait, he's a bandit guarding the... Wait, hold on. Did you see this?
Ah.
There's a bandit on the middle of this tree branch guarding the pass. He won't let us pass.
Well, we don't want a confrontation on top.
That's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get over there. I'm
warning you. We're going to have to go.
He says, I'm warning you, back off. He won't let us pass. He's guarding the pass. He's like a bridge troll. He's like guarding.
I know, but like, what's on the other side? He doesn't want us to get to.
He just wants to guard the pass. He just wants to probably kill anybody who tries to get by in order to take their stuff.
Well, can't we burn them and just go past them?
We could. Should we just burn them?
Yeah.
All right.
He's not. He's. Now wait, this is a
surprise. Bye, bye, bandit.
Oh!
There he goes. Bye.
All right. We don't want to burn the
bridge. Oh. No. Yeah, we're not going to burn the bridge. Don't worry. He fell down in the water. He's going for a swim. Bye. See you later. Yeah, she knows bandits are bad guys. I'm going to save it real quick so we don't lose our progress.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see another baddie. Oh, more wolves.
Oh, wolves again.
Ooh, a red wolf. This red wolf is harder than the other wolf.
Big teeth. What big teeth you have?
What big teeth you have, Grandma?
Yeah. More of them. Jeez.
This red wolf's toughy.
We're invading their territory, you know.
We are walking through the woods.
Yeah, we are.
This is where they live.
That's right. We don't belong.
All right. Looks like we got to keep going up here. I think we're getting closer. Let's check the map again. All right, getting closer. We just gotta make it up into that area.
Okay, yeah. I'm almost there.
Almost. Almost. Just.
It was much better than going straight up the mountain across it.
Yeah, I don't know how much we could have climbed directly up the mountain.
Well, remember, I have good boots.
That's true. Uh-oh, now we're at another mountain climbing dilemma. Let's see if we can't go this way around.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Oh, who is Pete anyway?
I don't know.
I don't know. All right, maybe we'll go this way around.
Who's Pete?
Who's Pete?
Somebody's son.
Hmm. Okay, maybe we can go.
Swing.
Maybe we can go this way. Maybe there's a path up here somewhere. Oh, this is better.
Okay, there's a path.
This is looking a little bit more like our pace. Climbing, maybe? Maybe? Can I jump?
No,
maybe not. How do we get over there? Oh, here we go. Here's a path. Yeah. Hey, little fox. Yeah, this is a path. We found it. St. Peter.
Hey, Peter. Wow. And that fox just went on his merry old way.
Yep. Oh, look at the view.
Oh, it's very pretty. Mm-hmm. Look at that. I wonder if there's a ski resort up here.
Maybe. You think the Greybeards are on a ski resort?
Yeah, you never know.
Come to the Greybeard Ski Resort. Spend your vacation with us in Skyrim.
Ooh, do you think there's a danger of getting hit by lightning up on this mountain?
Oh my goodness. Well, I don't think we should worry about it.
Okay. Now,
okay, so we're going to go talk to these people. Is there someone in particular we need to speak with? We don't know this.
Mr. Greybeard.
Yeah.
I think we just go... I mean, they seem to know something about dragons and shouts.
Well, you know, it seems like this is the place you'd find dragons. I hate to say that for jinxing us, but...
Oh, do you think maybe...
No, because
maybe they have maybe they're behind the dragons? You think maybe they... Maybe they let the dragons out?
Maybe either the dragon masters?
Uh-oh. There's a troll in that cave.
Oh.
Stay over there, troll.
A friendly troll. Are they ever, ever friendly?
Trolls are never friendly.
Well, they...
Unless they're the little guys with the big, bright pokey hair, you know? You know what I'm talking about? Those guys are friendly.
Used to call them Wishniks, too.
Wishniks? Is that a...
Wishniks.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, here we are. Iverstead. We found it.
Oh, we discovered.
Look, this guy's working out in the rain.
We made it. Good, good. Aww.
He's doing a little grindy wheel thing. There's chickens.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, they gotta work.
It's a cute little place.
Yeah.
Our little town.
Yep. Oh, good. The rain's going away.
So where's City Hall?
I don't know. Maybe one of these buildings? Let's see. It says to go over here. Let's take a look. Oh, now it says to continue up the mountain all the way up to High Hrothgar.
Oh.
So we just got to keep following up the mountain.
Why do we have to go through there?
Because there's no direct way up the mountain.
Okay.
This is the closest path. So I think we just keep continuing up the mountain.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. Is it this way? I'm just trying to find the route. It's been a while since I've done this part of the game.
Okay.
No, it doesn't look like it's this way. I think I go through the town. What do you think about this little town? Would you want to live in a place like this?
Wow. Very nice.
A little river.
Yeah, pretty cool.
You hear this plant?
They must fish there.
Yeah, I bet there's some fishing. You think they have, like, salmon in that river?
No.
The Greybeards have summoned the Dragonborn to High Hrothgar. Such a thing has not happened for hundreds of
years. Maybe. I don't know.
What kind of fish do you think are in this river? Look, there's a deer.
Fresh water.
Look, there's fish and a deer and bugs.
I don't know. It's got to be cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, salmon do well in the cold, I suppose. They're in Alaska.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was thinking, like, salmon like to swim upriver. That's like their thing, right?
That's when they're spawning, yeah.
Right, let's do that.
Yeah. What a beautiful mountain.
Oh, I passed the bridge to the steps. Thank you. See, I forget where everything is over here. Where's the bridge to the steps?
Wait a minute. We seem to be following that fox.
Yeah, is the fox telling us where to go? Where's the bridge to the steps? Is it over here? Is it over there? I don't remember. Where's that bridge?
There's a bridge.
You see a bridge?
There's.
I mean, I just went over a bridge.
Oh, yeah.
is it?
Are we going in circles? We passed
Yeah, no, I'm going back. Chat said I missed the bridge to the steps. I thought it was up there.
Thank you, Chad.
Chat, not Chad.
Chat.
This bridge. I thought this was it.
On your way up the 7,000.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, this is it. Yeah. I just went the wrong way over.
I'm just not ready.
Thanks. Yes, thank you. I knew I was headed in the right direction, and then I got turned around. All right, here's the steps. Here we go. You want to count them all?
No. There are a lot of steps.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They're pretty, though, with all the... More wolves. With all the leaves on them? How high do you think this mountain is?
I have no clue. I don't even know how to guess how high. But we're up with the nosebleed section.
Uh-huh. Do you think you'd get a nosebleed climbing up the mountain?
If possible. Go high enough.
Oh, who's this
what
guy?
What was that? See, is that the same? No. What is that?
Keep an eye out for wolves if you're headed up the path to High Hrothgar.
Wolves. Okay. All right, well.
Look, there's these little shrines on the way up. That? What is that? What does that look like?
It'd be neat to get why they're there and who they're to.
What is that? What do you think this thing looks like?
Reed etched something.
Mm-hmm. Emblem 2. Men were born and spread over the face of Mundus. The dragons presided over the crawling masses. Men were weak then and had no voice. This is like a history. What do you think that symbol is right here? What do you think this is?
It looks like a shield.
Like a shield?
I don't know.
All right, we'll keep going.
This is dragon territory. I bet you this is dragon territory. All right,
there's a dragon at the top of the mountain?
I don't know.
Hey, Red, welcome.
This looks like somewhere they'd be.
Uh-oh. Ferocious snow wolf.
Ferocious snow.
Oh, this guy's rough. This guy's hitting me hard. Did we lose some of our other items? How come I don't have the same items on our inventory here? We did. It's like somehow we lost some items, and I don't know how.
And what happened to the shield we received?
It's over here. But
that has power too.
Health is very low. Alright. Yeah, somehow I don't know. I don't know what happened to some stuff, but... Alright, we'll heal. Taking a lot of damage. Hey, we leveled up! We leveled up! Okay, level up! That gave us our health back. We probably need some more health. What do you think? We're getting hurt a lot.
Are we dead yet?
We're not dead yet, but... We're definitely taking a lot of damage. Alright.
Yeah.
Okay, so destruction magic, we're at 30, which means we can get dual casting a destruction spell overcharges the effect into an even more powerful version. That's nice. We might be able to do this one. Fire spells do 25% more damage. That's nice.
Well, you know, they're all going to be nice. Sure, get it.
Okay, we'll do this one.
All right.
We'll do better with our fire spells. All right, so here, let me just set some things up here. We're going to put this on our favorite bar. We're going to put healing on our favorite bar. We're going to switch to flames again. And we need to put healing on our favorite bar and be able to do both things at the same time.
Oh, man,
so we can heal ourselves and burn this guy at the same time.
He's hard to kill.
Yeah, he's hard to kill. As you would say, he's a pain in the tookus.
That's right. All right, already. What a tenacity of this guy.
All right.
Yeah, why isn't he dead yet?
Why aren't you dead yet?
We've done a lot. Take the sword.
All right. Yeah, he's really
Where's hurting. Janessa?
Janessa, I think we lost her at some point when we were going over the mountain. She'll find us in a little while, but she's going to take some time to get back to us.
Can we call the Cabana Boys right about now?
Yeah, we need some Cabana Boys. All right, there we go. Yeah. He's sliding down the hill.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we could... Oh, he only has a pelt on him. Nothing else good.
All right. We don't want him.
Yeah. We're on standard difficulty. This is not on hard.
It looks like all these rocks were placed there.
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Like this was a path somebody built.
Exactly.
But to what?
To the top of the mountain. There has to be somebody up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, not the Grinch, but somebody.
Uh-oh. Who are these guys? Oh, no!
What are they? Am I dead?
That guy just hit us and killed us in one hit.
Trolls.
Yeah, that's just the load screen. That was what's called a reekling. Oh no, I didn't save it since this. Oh gosh. Okay, we know where we're going, so we can hurry back.
Did I die?
Yes. All right, here. It's a good thing I did save it, though, right? Remember when I saved it?
Yeah, you did save it.
All right, so yeah, we know where we're going, though.
Well, maybe we have to get part two next week. This is like, do I have power to be alive again?
We're alive. We just had to reload from where I saved it. Remember?
All right.
Yeah, we'll get back to the town. We're not too far. I just got one-shotted by a Reekling. Actually, it was the Reekling's boar. Just skewered us. Just ran up and skewered us. So I think part of the problem is that... Here, let me look at this. The problem is that we're not wearing any real armor. Maybe we need to find some armor. That would help.
We need to prepare better.
Yeah.
I should have known.
We just need some more armor.
The ram or something.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the town. I'm a squishy mage. That's what we're doing. We're doing the squishy mage build. Okay, so here we are, back in the town. Ivarstead. All right, maybe instead of heading right up the hill, since we're kind of getting to the end of the hour, maybe we should find someone to talk to. Maybe we could buy some armor. This is the inn.
Yes, that would be a good idea. And maybe it's time for some...
The Greybeards have summoned the Dragonborn to High Hrothgar. Such a thing has not happened for hundreds of years.
It's time for what?
A
drink?
A toast?
Welcome to the Villamere Inn. If there's anything I
Oh, it's an inn.
Yeah.
Is it absolutely necessary for you to bother me right
Hello.
Now?
Hello.
Me, my lady.
Wilhelm.
If I were you... I'd keep away from the barrow on the east side of town.
It's haunted. Don't go to the haunted place, he says. All right, this is just some food and drink and stuff.
All right.
If you're headed up to the monastery,
what does he have for sale? Step.
It's a long way down.
She plays the lute.
If you fancy a bit of music, let me know.
Okay.
What do you want?
Pleasant person.
He tells us about High Hrothgar.
What a boring conversation.
Let's see, maybe there's somebody else who has something.
Make it quick.
Good, a game says sneaky mage build with a summon bow is his favorite build. Alright, well. Anybody else have anything? Do you have anything to sell?
My daughter's gone crazy.
What could it mean?
So forgive me if I'm
back to him again.
Back to that guy.
Get out of town as fast as can.
Just looking around.
They're just a strolling.
Here for work? Get an axe and bring all the wood you can chop.
Here for work? Alright, well...
An axe. Well?
Not anybody to trade with, it seems.
Not too many people here.
Not too many people. It's a little town. Who's this guy over here?
Very little.
Oh, Raiden.
Narfy.
Raiden, you live among the clouds now, dear Raiden.
Oh, no. He seems...
I can't see you, Raiden. Can't find you. Where are you hiding? Hiding. Hide, hide, hide. Don't make me sad.
Well, this poor guy.
This guy seems a little bit out of it.
I think so.
Are you okay? Or here, have a piece. Have a gold piece.
Why would we wouldn't give him that?
Because he seems like he's like a poor homeless beggar type.
Do we have to talk to him? Let's just walk by.
Mm-mm. We can just...
The mountain will eat you.
The mountain will eat you. Watch the mountain.
Watch the mountain.
Oh, maybe this was his house. Maybe his house burned down. Maybe,
We'll never know.
Maybe this is where he lives.
Yeah, well...
All right. We'll leave you alone, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye. All right. Let's do, maybe we'll just, the last two guys we'll talk to are the guys up by the...
On your way up the 7,000 steps again.
Yes, they're here. Where are these guys?
7,000 steps
Klimek.
Again.
He's not passing through
not
on your
today.
Way to High Hrothgar. About to make a delivery up there myself.
Oh. What oh. types of deliveries do you make to High He's heading up there too.
Yeah, let's ask him. What types?
Mostly food supplies like dried fish and salted meats. You know, things that keep fresh for a long time. The Greybeards tend not to get out much, if you catch my meaning.
Yeah.
So he knows the Greybeards. He delivers their food.
Yeah. So can we follow him?
Well, let's keep seeing what he says. So he says, the question is, in return, like, what do you get for delivering their food?
Okay.
Well, it's kind of an understanding between us. I mean, it just wouldn't feel right to charge them for a bit of preserved food. Trouble is, my legs aren't what they used to be, and climbing the 7,000 steps takes its toll.
We could offer to do it for him. We're heading that way anyway. Maybe we'll...
Well, that's an offer.
Let me get a reward. I could do it for you.
Really?
I'd say.
That would be kind of you. Here, take this bag of supplies. At the top of the steps, you'll see the offering chest. Just leave the bag inside, and you're done.
Cool. All right.
Can you tell me about the high? Anything I should watch out?
You want to learn anything about High Hrothgar?
Hmm.
You want to? Which one do you want to do?
The second one. Anything I should watch out for?
Okay.
Well, there's the occasional wolf pack or stray, but that's all I've ever had to deal with. Shouldn't be a problem for the likes of you.
Except for
other than that, watch your footing. In these wintry conditions, the stairs can be treacherous.
Except for when we run into the Reeklings who just stab us with their boar tusks.
He doesn't tell us about that.
Yeah, well, he didn't know.
He's not going to tell us.
He didn't know because that was added in by one of the mods that I have.
Oh, because I was going to say, you know, he wants us to do this, so he's not going to tell us that we could probably die.
Yeah. All right. Well, anything else we want to learn from him, or are we done?
Nope. We'll take that little bag and go.
All right. Thanks, Klimek.
Some supplies. I like your robes.
I like your robes.
From the college?
Are you a sorcerer from the college? You want to talk to this guy?
Yes. Why, yes, we are.
I'm going to say, you seem quite happy.
You seem quite happy.
My father taught me an important lesson many years ago. He said, Gwilyn, you have the whole world before you. Go out and experience it. Be whatever you want to be. So I took his advice, and here I am. This life might not look like much to you, but I'm content. And isn't that all that matters?
All right.
Okay.
Well, there you go. That's a good note to end on.
I'm not certain.
Have yourself a great day.
Have yourself a great day.
Perhaps one day.
All right. Well, it seems like a good place to wrap up our stream. We've met a nice, happy guy.
Miss Temba's so angry.
Mr. Happy.
And we got killed on our way up to the monastery, but we now know what we're dealing with, and we can prepare for our next stream next week.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mama Robots. Yeah, villain. Yeah, there's only 800 actual steps up to the monastery. It's not really 7,000.
Oh, well then.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, thank you everybody for hanging out. And I'm definitely seeing some of the comments you guys are leaving, but if just because I didn't respond doesn't mean that I'm not seeing them. I'm just trying to keep focused with the role play as we do it. But thank you for the info and stuff. And I'm trying to let her make the decisions regardless of the things that I or you already know about the game. So I'm trying not to sway her choices based on like the gaminess of what I may or may not already know. So
because I have no clue,
because she has no idea, right? Like she doesn't know if this is a good idea or not a good idea, or if there's like a way to, you know, make more money or get a reward. So we're just kind of letting her experience the world as it unfolds. So so feel free to, you know, share your thoughts and the things you know about the game, but also be aware if I'm ignoring something or not saying it out loud, it's because I'm trying to keep her experience as pure as I can. But this was fun. Thanks for joining
Thank
me again.
You. was fun.
Awesome.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Mama Robots.
Goodbye. Have a good evening.
Thanks. Thanks for playing.
All righty. Take care.
All right. See you later.
Bye.